Welcome to KTLO's presentation of the Memorial Day commemoration at the Mountain Home Plaza 2000. Let's go live now to Matt Sharp.
Thank you, Sammy, and good morning from the Mountain Home Plaza 2000. We are proud to bring you today's broadcast of the Memorial Day ceremony. We now take you to the podium with our Master of Ceremonies, Mr. David Butts.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Plaza 2000 here at Mountain Home. Very nice to see everybody here on this Memorial Day as we pay homage to the fallen and the men and women that have given their lives in the last 150 years of our existence as a country. So, and at this time, I would like to have Deacon Robert Wagner to give the opening prayer. Deacon?
Memorial Day is a time to honor and remember. Please pray with me. Lord God Almighty, we raise you up on this day and we ask you to bless all of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the service of our armed forces. May our observance here be a sign of the gratitude we have for their dedication, discipline, faithfulness, courage, and loyalty for the benefit of this great country. Lord, we ask you to look with great compassion on all those who lost their lives in service to this great nation. Grant fortitude to the family and friends who strive to persevere without their earthly presence. On this Memorial Day, may the Lord guide us to remember with reverence the sacrifices made and the debts which cannot be repaid except by you, Lord. God Almighty, on this day, as we express our pride and appreciation for all service members, hear our prayers that the day will come when you, our King of Peace, will rule on earth and when bearing arms to protect our citizens is no longer necessary in your name. Amen.
Okay, we are going to post colors, and what I'm going to do is, as we post colors, as the flag bearers for the United States pass by you, it is appropriate to salute if you're wearing a hat, so would everybody please stand. First up is Fleet Reserve Association, Branch 251. President David Butts, myself, is commander. Please post. Second is American Legion Post 52, American Legion Post 52, Commander Lisa Gunter. Please post. Next is American Legion Ladies Unit 52, Commander Debbie Bretta. Please post. Next is the Coast Guard Auxiliary, Commander John Cobb. Post. Next is the Disabled American Veterans, Chapter 30, Commander Dan Hall. Post. Disabled American Veterans, Unit 30, Commander Donna Hall. United States Submariner Veterans, Twin Lakes Base, Commanding Officer Curtis Grant, post. Veterans of Foreign War, Post 3246, Commander Bill Bradford, Post. Next is Sons of Confederate Veterans, 27th Infantry Camp, 1519, Commander Kevin Bodenheber, Post. Please stand for the National Anthem and Pledge of Allegiance. I'd like to welcome everybody. Pledge my allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Sorry about that. I got ahead of myself. Everybody, please be seated. I'd like to welcome everybody. Thank you for coming out today to show your patriotism and gratitude for the sacrifices made by all veterans throughout the years. Without their blood, sweat, and tears over the last 200 plus years, we could not stand here today as free citizens with the right to assemble in their honor and their sacrifice continue even as we stand here today. It gives me great pleasure to introduce the honored guests that you see before you here on the stage. First of all, Lisa Gunter, commanding officer of the Allie White American Legion Post 52. Next is Dan Hall, disabled American veterans, chapter 30. Also, Ms. Holly Scholem, Arkansas Department of Veteran Affairs, District 3 service officer. I would like to acknowledge the attendance of the following elected officials in our area. Elijah Snow for Representative Rick Crawford. Are you here, Elijah? There he is, way in the back. State Senator Scott Filippo. He's back there. State Senator Stetson Painter. Baxter County Judge Kevin Letty. Sheriff John Montgomery, Police Chief Eddie Griffith, Fire Chief Billy Altum, Staff Sergeant Chance Hendricks, U.S. Army Recruiter Mountain Home, North Central Arkansas Military Sisters, Service Sisters. Also, I'd like to recognize past Mayor Joe Dillard. And last but not least, Charlie Leonard, our Baxter County Service Officer. If any of you veterans have something that you have to do, that you need done, make sure that you contact Charlie or this young lady up here to my left. They can make it done. Thank you all for your attendance and your service to our community. Our keynote speaker today is Geraldine Swinte Butts. She is not only a retired female Navy veteran, but she has family members who have served in various conflicts. 90% of those who mourn soldiers and sailors who have made the ultimate sacrifice are women, are mothers, wives, sisters, and daughters. And I think it's really fitting that we wind up having a female veteran here as the guest speaker for today. Geraldine Swintek Butts is my wife. We've been married for over 37 years. We both met at Glenview, Illinois. She was serving from 1972 to 1994 and retired with 22 years of service. Jerry serves in various units at Glenview, but her most notable was Patrol Squadron, or VP-60, VRF-31, which is a transportation aircraft unit, and we both maintain all officers and enlisted personnel records. She has active duty time was spent as reserve recruiter in Palatine, Illinois, and also Great Lakes Naval Training Center, where she was an instructor teaching remedial reading and English to incoming recruits. She retired in 94, but her formal retirement ceremony was not until 1996 at Great Lakes, when we both had a retirement ceremony together. Jerry is involved with various military organizations here in Baxter County. She is in Post 52 of the American Legion. She is treasurer and adjutant of the DAV Auxiliary, Unit 30, and secretary of the North Central Arkansas Veterans Council. Other military organizations are Fleet Reserve, Branch 52, Veterans Military Coalition of the Ozarks, and North Central Arkansas Military Service Sisters. She was also on the first ever all-female flight originating out of Chicago, which was called Operation Her Story, October 6, 2021. I know, because I got to drive her up there and wait for her to get back. So now I want to introduce Petty Officer Butts.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
The speech I'm going to be giving today was taken from the Disabled American Veterans website. It was a speech that was given in 2022. I thought it was apropos for Memorial Day. But before I start the regular speech, I'd like to acknowledge some personal items here. I would like to acknowledge the service of four relatives who served in combat during World War II. My husband's father, Eli Butts, whom I never did have the pleasure of meeting, served in the Navy during World War II. He served as a cook on two different naval vessels. The first one was hit by a torpedo from a Japanese aircraft by the engine room. It knocked out the cooling system to the anti-aircraft gun that he was shooting. The gun blew up with him firing, and he lost a kidney and had severe burns to his back and body. After recovering from his injuries, he continued on to serve nobly on the second ship and was eventually discharged from the Navy. But he carried the silent wounds of shell shock, today known as PTSD, to his grave. He was the recipient of a Purple Heart. My uncle, Al Swintek, who passed away last year at the age of 92 and a half, was an Army veteran who fought bravely with the British in the Pacific Theater in Burma. He also carried the silent wounds of war with him through his long lifetime and could not talk of what he went through without tearing up and having a hard time relating his experiences. Our son Ryan's great-grandfather, Bobby Rosenberg, served in the European Theater during World War II. He was the recipient of a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart and carried shrapnel in his body till the day he died. My father was an ensign in the Navy for a brief time during the war, but also did not serve overseas, but served stateside. To all of them, I would like to dedicate this Memorial Day. Before I start my speech, I would like to acknowledge something that happened right here 9 years ago this weekend. In 2014, our son, Ryan Nelson Butts, completed his Eagle project, which was 2 years in the making. It was renovating the Veterans Wall of Plaza 2000 behind us. It took him 2 years, and with over 200 volunteers, which consisted of many persons from our community, his classmates from Mountain Home High School, fellow Boy Scouts, future soldiers and Marines, and various other citizens of our community. He got the idea to renovate our Plaza 2000 when he was at what was left of Glenview Naval Air Station up in Illinois, where we served. We were visiting there in 2011, and he saw Boy Scouts cleaning bricks that were put on a monument to commemorate our Navy shipmates who served at Glenview. On Memorial Day 2014, our community honored Ryan and the volunteers who helped make his Eagle Project possible and complete. Many of you were there at that time to remember this. Opportunity, legacy, duty, purpose, patriotism. The reasons behind choosing military service differ from person to person, but as varied as the reasons are, there's a universal understanding. Service means sacrifice, even if that sacrifice is one's own life. The impact of this ultimate sacrifice ripples through our communities. Service members' deaths touch more than just the lives of their loved ones and friends.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high-mileage engine protection with new Syntec Full Synthetic High-Mileage Motor Oil exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High-Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limits apply. Ask for Syntec High-Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
But the most heavily upon the soldier. For it has been said, all that a man hath will he give for his life. And while all contribute of their substance, the soldier puts his life at stake and often yields it up to in his country's cause. The highest merit then is due to the soldier. This respect we give to our fallen speaks to the value we place on their service. It's not just back home that we remember them. These tributes begin at the very spots where they selflessly gave their lives, both for the brothers and sisters they stood shoulder to shoulder with and for our country. Tributes include the Battlefield Cross, which some historians say has its roots in the Civil War. You'll see many Battlefield Crosses at the graves of Mountain Home Cemetery here in town because there are some Civil War people buried there. Today it's most recognizable as a helmet resting on top of an inverted rifle stuck in the ground with boots placed in front. Dog tags hang from the rifle. On the battlefield, members of the unit can come to this memorial and pay their final respects. In more recent conflicts, the military also paid tribute to those who died with fallen comrade and ramp ceremonies, and I'm sure many of you have taken part in them. These are part of the dignified transfer, the solemn return of service members from their theater of war back to the United States and to their loved ones for eternal rest. The fallen comrade ceremony happened at places including Bagram Airfield, Afghanistan, and Balad Air Base, Iraq. The remains of those killed in action in theater were brought to the base. No matter the hour of the day or night, when the announcement of their arrival came over the loudspeakers, often mere hours after the person's death, military personnel who were not on guard lined the road leading to the base's flight line and rendered a final salute as the Humvee carrying the body would slowly pass by to a waiting aircraft. On the flight line, a small group then conducted the ramp ceremony, carrying the transfer case onto the aircraft and draping an American flag over it for its journey to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. But some who died while serving have not yet made it back home to the United States. We honor them through tributes such as the Missing Man Table. It's an opportunity to reflect on those who are still missing in action or prisoners of war. But we don't just reflect, we act. By continuing to look for them, we honor their sacrifice. The Defense POW MIA Department, accounting agency, defense teams all over the world to tirelessly search land and sea to recover the remains of those who have not returned home. Through this work, they bring people home. People like Corporal Thomas Cooper, who was killed in 1943 during the Battle of Tarawa in the Central Pacific. In 2019, more than 76 years after his death, the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency identified his remains, which, along with those of 93 other unknown deceased, had been disinterred from the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific in Honolulu. He was finally brought home, and decades after his death, Corporal Cooper's family was able to bury him with full honors at Arlington National Cemetery this past March. Some of those still missing at sea were killed aboard Japanese hell ships during World War II. Hell ships were what they called unmarked Japanese merchant ships that sailed between the Philippines and Japan during the war. They appeared to carry only Japanese military personnel and supplies. But below deck, crammed into dark, sweltering holds, were Allied prisoners of war. The conditions were deplorable. People were often heaped on top of each other with no access to sanitation or light and little to no food or water. It's estimated that 126,000 Allied prisoners of war were moved this way, including survivors of the Bataan Death March. More than 1,500 men died in their holds from heat and thirst or were killed by Japanese guards. But more than 19,000 died when the U.S. Navy and other Allied forces carried out attacks on these ships. The naval forces had no way of knowing that their own people were hidden on board. All they knew was that they had to thwart the enemy's efforts to move supplies and personnel needed to prolong the war. We must continue to share their stories, to remember what they sacrificed for the rest of us. Because few men and women choose to put their lives on the line to serve and defend the Constitution. Few go toward danger. Few willingly face atrocities most of us can't fathom. Few volunteer to serve, knowing that death may be the outcome. But we can ensure that those who make this choice and make the ultimate sacrifice can rest knowing they served with the thanks of grateful citizens like yourselves and knowing that they won't be forgotten. Armed Forces Day is a day for those who are still in uniform. Veterans Day is a day for those who hung up their uniform. But Memorial Day, which we're celebrating today, is for those who never made it out of their uniform.
Thank you there, Petty Officer Butts. Appreciate that. Great.
Immediately after our program, what we're going to do is everybody is invited to the VFW Post, which is two blocks behind me, and there will be coffee and cupcakes there, so you may come in and have some refreshment. There's also going to be water. It's on 7th Street and Gray Street, just in case you're not for sure. This concludes our program today, so if you will please stand, Deacon Robert Walker will lead us in a closing prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for having brought us together to pay tribute to those who lost their lives in service of our thankful nation. May their souls live on in your gracious presence, and may they experience the full measure of your love and mercy forever and ever. We also ask that you guide us and make us worthy of the sacrifices from which we have benefited. We pray to never forget how blessed we are, truly, as we are in this nation, as a people, and as children of God. As we conclude this Memorial Day observation, may we go in the peace of the Lord. God bless America. And we ask all these things in the name of the Lord. Amen.
After the honor guard.
Honor guard, please commence military honors and taps. Color guard, please retire the colors in reverse order. I'd like to thank everybody for their attendance today at this glorious Memorial Day. Thank y'all very much for coming out. It's no snow, so I guess we had a great time.
And that is going to conclude today's Memorial Day ceremony. We are proud to bring you this ceremony every year, and we want to thank everyone who has served in the military and other in armed forces in service of this country. And we remember those on this day who never made it home. For everyone at KTLO, I'm Matt Sharp saying a good day from the Mountain Home Plaza 2000.